You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning at 11:02. It is 71 steamy degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is a 20% chance of isolated showers. And then mostly cloudy. Tonight there is a 70% chance of precipitation, mostly between 1 a.m. or before 1 a.m., and then a chance of showers between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. What is that? That means there's a chance of showers before 3 a.m. No comment, Jim Thatch?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I know.
There's a surprise. Friday's going to be partly sunny with a high of 86, and Saturday and Sunday look like to be great days for the weekend. High of 87 and high of 86.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, our summer concert series is off and running. We'll tell you how last night went. The deadline is approaching for local businesses to get involved in our annual September is Library Card Month promotion. Jennifer intends to live forever. So far, so good. Museum passes, summer reading clubs for kids and adults, a flower show at the North County Branch Library, and much more. Today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Why would I want to live forever?
So I missed your weather report. What was going to happen tonight? Something wacky?
It says there's thunderstorms and showers likely before 1 a.m., then a chance of showers between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. Like... Why the distinction?
Well, thunderstorms and showers are two different things.
I guess.
You're interpreting the weather, Jennifer. Always a dangerous thing. Welcome to the Library Show. We have a lot to talk about today. As always, we'll start off with some programs coming up this week. But let's start with last night, Jennifer. We had our first summer concert of the year.
You surely did.
We gambled with the weather, and we rolled a 7.
You did.
Is that the best roll? When you're saying you're 7-11. Gambling and you roll the dice... Is that the number that you've won?
Yeah, 7-11, yeah.
Oh, is that a craps term?
Uh-huh.
Are you a gambler, Jennifer?
I'm really not.
Have you ever been to a casino?
I haven't.
Oh, then you're not a gambler, Jennifer. Here, let me answer that question for you. You are not a gambler. You've never been to a casino.
No, I've been in some pretty heated card games, but...
But never to a casino?
Mm-mm.
And then never to the racetrack?
Mm-mm. You keep promising.
Just an amazing young lady.
Young is relative, but thank you.
So, yes, we gambled with the weather, and the weather turned out to be glorious. Overcast yes. skies. The sun did come out for a little while, but then ducked behind the trees. And it wasn't really even that warm. I mean, not too hot. I was a little worried that it was going to be humid like the night before. Oh, Tuesday night was, like, brutally humid.
Yes. It wasn't bad yet last night.
No, not at all. So we welcome the Summer Swing Orchestra for our first concert of the year. These concerts are sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And I estimated that over 250 people came out and enjoyed the band and the weather, bringing their own picnics, chairs and blankets, etc. Got to talk to a few of them. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library actually donated water to people.
Oh, nice.
Just in case they, you know, get a little overheated. And a lot of people took advantage of that. And I must say, the Summer Swing Orchestra we've had for several years now, and every year they get better and better. They were very tight this year.
That's good.
I thought they were very good.
Good.
So I actually took a video of one of their songs I can show you later just to prove
you know,
it
I
to
was
you.
Going to ask you if you had suggest that you have Amy Jo put a video, if you took video or a picture up on
Yes, I
Facebook.
Sent a video to Amy Jo. Unfortunately, Amy Jo's our webpage. She puts everything on the webpage for us. Mm-hmm. She's off today, but it will
I
be
know.
Up there tomorrow. So if you want to see it, if you want to see if this, how tight the Summer Swing Orchestra was, check our webpage or our Facebook page tomorrow.
Because I've sent her about a dozen things for Facebook, and she finally sent back, I'm not here today. Stop this.
Oh, okay. So it was a great concert. We're going to have our next concert 2 weeks from yesterday on our next concert will be July 22nd, and we're going to be welcoming the Blauenberg Band, which is a large brass, old-fashioned band. Jennifer describes them better than I do. What are they?
I call it a gazebo band, you know, something that would play Suso marches. Think that.
You used to call them a gazebo band.
And you made fun of me for calling gazebo.
And you see you changed your tune about that.
Because, but I should have known you'd continue to make fun of me no matter what. And if you would like to get information or get updates when these events are happening, send an email to hcprograms@hclibrary.us and say you want to be added to the email list, and we'll add you to the email list.
And we'll email you when the programs are coming up so you don't make sure you don't miss them. And once again, all of our programs are free and open to the public, even if you're not a library card holder, Jennifer.
That's right. We don't check ID at the door.
Nope. So check our webpage out at www.hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and you'll see a list of all upcoming events, such as the movie playing tonight at the Hunterdon County Library, and our On the Big Screen series. We're showing Leviathan. We had a lengthy talk about this last week. Leviathan, we have no idea what it's about, but it's a foreign film, and it's subtitled. That's all I can tell you. Starts tonight at 6 p.m. This movie series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. So again, the movie starts at 6 p.m. tonight, July 9th, at the Hunterdon County Library. Other movies coming up, Unbroken on July 23rd. Wild Tales, which is another foreign movie, on August 13th. And then the second best exotic Marigold Hotel concludes this series of movies on August 27th. And in the fall, we'll start another series of movies for you to enjoy at the at Hunterdon County's largest movie theater.
And if you can't get enough movies on the off weeks, go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on the link for IndieFlix, where you will find over 6,000 movies, short, some long, some classics, some
They'll
musicals.
Stream live to your computer, right, Jennifer? Or
Correct.
Your mobile device?
Yep, wherever you want them to, all free.
Very good. This Saturday, July 11th, at the North County Branch Library, we have an open house from 12 to 2 featuring Reddington Metalworks. The Reddington Metalworks will be presenting a month-long display of their works at the North County Branch Library in July, and then they will hold this open house and demonstration on Saturday, July 11th. That began as a hobby for owners Chuck and Mandy. We don't know their last names. They started with borrowed tools, and in 2014 became a business where they create jewelry and sculpture from recycled copper and steel. During this demonstration, they'll teach you some basics of metalworking. Also, visitors may have a chance to forge copper and engrave their own pendant. So this is Saturday, July 11th. Sounds like a good family event, Jennifer.
It does. Kind of like going to Sailor Village and watching the blacksmith.
Yes. We're not going to promote Allaire Village on the show. I know you want to.
Why not?
Saturday, July 11th from 12 to 2 p.m., the North County Branch Library, the Reddington Metalworks Open House.
You used to be able to go to Liberty Village and watch a blacksmith back in the day.
Yeah, back in the 60s, Jennifer.
It's the 70s, Jim.
That was, wasn't that a Turntable Junction?
No, it was Liberty Village.
Oh, it was?
It. Yeah. I went there on like my fourth grade class trip.
Okay, we also have a big event. I neglected to mention this last week, so I'll mention it right off the top today so I don't forget again. We're having a big flower show and garden day at the North County Branch Library on Saturday, July 25th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Jennifer, the flower show. If you are a local gardener and you want to enter the flower show, what you need to do is go to our webpage, aclibrary.us, and right on the homepage there's a link to the registration form. You'll need to click on that and fill it out and send it in. The deadline, I do not have the deadline in front of me, unfortunately.
I do. The deadline is, there is no deadline.
Okay, there's no deadline, says Jennifer. I think it's the day before.
It says by July 24th at 12 p.m.
Well, that's what they call a deadline, Jennifer. They're also happening that day, Jennifer. Garden Q&A with Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County. They'll be on hand to answer questions from 9:15 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll be bringing in their own interesting, exotic, and simply beautiful plants. There'll also be honeybees for those who wish to help the honeybees that are suffering from colony collapse disorder. An expert will be on hand with information and some equipment necessary. Bees are vitally important for crop pollination and mosquito control. So hosting bee colonies, with or without honey involved, is vitally important. How do honeybees help control mosquitoes? They don't eat them.
I don't know. We should go and find out.
Well, you're going to have to find that, Jennifer. You go on Saturday, July 25th, and report back to me.
I sure will, Jim.
Invasive species. The New Jersey Invasive Species Strike Team will have literature available, and an expert will be on hand as well. And then Leah Petro from the Hunterdon County Parks and Recreation Department will be available to answer questions, and she'll have brochures available. Refreshments will be provided all day long. Once again, this is the Flower Show and Garden Day at the North County Branch Library on Saturday, July 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if you're interested in gardening at all, this is a must-do. A must-do.
And I'm really glad Dana finally got this off the ground because I had planned something like this once.
And what happened to it?
It fizzled.
Why did it fizzle?
I don't know. I maybe, you know, it was the first year. We got two arrangements. We had Master Gardeners line up to do lectures. It was going to be a whole big thing. And it just never got off the ground. So it's really good to see this getting off the ground.
So we stick with it, Jennifer. That's what right. The Hunterdon County Library does. We pick each other up when we fall. Don't give me that look.
It's no look. We have one more program coming up next week. July 14th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Will be their monthly book discussion. Then they will be discussing The Lowland by Jhumpa Lahiri. So definitely stop in if you've read that book and you want to hear more about it.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Break? I think it's time for our first commercial break. We'll come back with much more library show right after this.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. But first, Jennifer, since you opened the door by promoting other places and your gambling problem, it's a natural segue to this. The big day in New Jersey coming up August 2nd.
I was going to bring it up later.
Were you?
I was.
Jennifer knows exactly. What are we talking about, Jennifer?
We're talking about the Triple Crown winner will be running at the Haskell on August 2nd.
Yes, American Pharoah, who won the Triple Crown, the first time that's happened in 37 years, will run his next race at Monmouth Park in Oceanport, New Jersey.
And is Jim Thatch
a scant hour, less than an hour and a half from where we're sitting?
Do you have your tickets?
We do not have reserved seats, but there's free, there's open admission. You've got to get there early enough. It's going to be a zoo that day, but it's going to be a good day for racing.
Upwards of 60,000 people.
They're gonna break that number, I bet.
I think
that's conservative. But horse racing, if you know or don't know, has kind of been going through a down time the last decade or so. They needed a hero to come along, and American Pharoah appears to be it. And Monmouth Park is very fortunate to attract this horse, so maybe that'll help save the racetrack, which has kind of been, not floundering, it's been doing okay, but in its heyday, Monmouth Park was quite the attraction in the 40s, 50s, 60s. Actually, a little trivia for you here, Jennifer. Monmouth Park was the site of the first luxury boxes in any sporting venue.
Really?
Were at Monmouth Park. Huh. And now luxury boxes are all the rage anywhere you go.
Yeah.
The first luxury boxes ever were at Monmouth Park Racetrack.
How about that?
I can see you're very impressed.
No, I never knew that.
Okay, today in history, Jennifer. Today is July 9th. I was going to bring up one other thing. I'll do it later.
Do it now.
No.
Okay.
July 9th, Jennifer. By the way, in case you don't know, I asked Jennifer trivia questions about events that happened on this day. And then I also asked her names of people that were born or died on this day and see if she knows who they are. It's kind of a little fun game we play. Hopefully the listeners enjoy. I don't know if we've ever gotten any feedback about this. Okay, I guess we have from Kiko, and he seems to enjoy it. Though I don't have any World War trivia for him today. But moving on, Jennifer. Okay, on July 9th, Jennifer, 1755. I'll just say it. During the French and Indian War, the Braddock Expedition, British troops and colonial militiamen are ambushed and suffer a devastating defeat by the French and Native American forces. I just can't read today. I'm just going to talk. I can't read anything. They were defeated by French and Native American forces at Fort Duquesne. It was one of the British's bloodiest losses on this continent ever. My question to you is, where was Fort Duquesne located?
Sounds like Kiko knows.
That's my mother calling me.
Fern, don't you know by now, Fern?
You would think... your mother, see, you say your mother listens to us sometimes. My mother has absolutely no clue that I have a radio show.
How about South Carolina?
Incorrect. It's a city now. It's the downtown of a city right now. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, Fort Duquesne was at the where those three rivers meet. That's where it was.
The Allegheny, the Ohio, Monongahela.
Yes. So Fort Duquesne is now downtown Pittsburgh.
My condolences.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1816 on this date, Argentina declares its independence. From whom?
Spain sounds kind of obvious.
Very good. Spain is correct. In 1850, U.S. President Zachary Taylor dies on July 9th. Who becomes president upon his death?
His vice president, of course. Benjamin Pierce.
No, good guess, though. Millard Fillmore.
Oh, he was a crossword answer.
Millard Fillmore in 1868 on July 9th, Jennifer. The 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution is ratified. What did that guarantee, Jennifer? The 14th Amendment.
Does it have something to do with slavery?
Yes. African Americans, Jennifer, are granted full citizenship and all persons of the United States due process of the law, which is what I thought the 13th Amendment
right.
did.
Right. It sounds kind of redundant. But you know what? Then later on they did the Equal Rights Amendment, which again is redundant.
Yes. Okay, Jennifer, in 1918, the great train wreck of 1918 happened on this date, July 9th. An inbound local train collides with an outbound express, killing 101 people and injuring 171, making it the deadliest rail accident in the United States history. Can you tell me where this occurred?
Chicago.
Nashville, Tennessee. I've never even heard of this. Okay, this is interesting, Jennifer. July 9th, 1922. Who swims the 100 meters freestyle in 58.6 seconds, breaking the world swimming record and the minute barrier for the first time? He was more famous for something else.
Johnny Weissmuller.
Very good.
Tarzan.
Yes, that is correct. Johnny Weissmuller, who acted as Tarzan in all those early black and white Tarzan movies, was actually a world record swimmer. Did you know that?
Obviously, apparently.
Okay, July 9th, 1958, Jennifer. I'm just going to tell you this one because this is, I don't know how high, how big is a meter?
It's a little bit longer than a yard.
A little bit longer than a yard? Lituya Bay is hit by a mega tsunami, Jennifer, on this date in 1958 with a wave that was 91 meters high.
Wow.
The largest in recorded history.
Wow. So
my God, how big is like, that? Do the math over there while I'm.
It's like 360 feet.
Wow. So I can't imagine how many people we won't talk about it. 1962, Jennifer, on this date, Andy Warhol exhibition opens at the Ferris Gallery in Los Angeles. What famous work of his was on display?
It was either the Campbell soup can or the Marilyn Monroe picture portrait.
Campbell soup cans is correct. And finally, on this date, in July 9th, 1981, Donkey Kong, a video game created by Nintendo's release. What character was introduced in that game? That is still is like their mascot now for Nintendo.
I don't know his name.
No idea?
Mm-mm.
You knew it was a him?
Yes.
His name is Mario.
Mario.
You can't say it right after me.
I know, but
I gave you ample time to answer.
I know.
Moving on, Jennifer. Died or born on this date, July 9th, 1819, Elias Howe.
The cotton gin.
That is Eli Whitney you're
Eli
thinking
Whitney,
of.
Elias Howe. Tell me the date again.
1819.
Oh, is he a Civil War general?
That is incorrect. Elias Howe invented the sewing machine.
Gee, I should have known that.
I knew it.
I really should have.
July 9th, 1938, Brian Dennehy.
He is a television actor. Now you're going to ask me something he is in.
He was a movie actor, mainly, I think. He probably did some television.
I did.
The only movies I know him in were Cocoon. Did you ever see the movie Cocoon?
Yeah, I know what he looks like.
Probably in our library. You can probably reserve that. It's in our library collection. A good movie. If you've never seen the movie Cocoon, put it on hold at our library and take that one out. Also, Silverado.
Hmm.
A very good Western, which hopefully is in our collection, too. Go to our webpage, go to our online catalog, and if any of those two movies are in, I suggest taking them out. Okay, Jennifer, July 9th, 1946, Bon Scott is born.
Bon Scott.
Singer for AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Correct. He died in 1980, unfortunately. 1947, Oranthel James Simpson was born.
O.J. Simpson. The boxer, the scofflaw.
The boxer?
Not boxer, football player.
Correct. And he was also an actor, Jenna. Can you name anything he was in?
Other than the 3-hour chase.
Yeah, very good. But no, actually a produced movie or epic television series.
Can I say now why I remember Brian Dennehy?
Go ahead.
He was, I think it was NBC or CBS. He did a Death of a Salesman Live as a play, not as a production, and he was Willie Loman.
Very good. I think I remember that. So O.J. Simpson, no idea what he was in?
No.
He was in The Naked Gun, The Towering Inferno. He was also in Roots. You must have seen Roots.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was pretty young when Roots came out.
So was I, Jennifer. Okay, 1956, Tom Hanks was born on this date.
He is Forrest Gump. He's a movie actor. Would you like to know what else he was in? He was in
yes.
Bosom Buddies.
He was indeed. That's where he got a start, I believe.
Yes, I think so.
Stand-up comic before that. Got a start in Bosom Buddies, and then one of the greatest movie actors of all time, I'm assuming. Got to put him in the top 10, probably.
I would think so.
Okay, Jennifer, 1964.
Although I believe you insulted him one time on the show way back in the
I did
beginning.
Because he made an awful movie called Larry Crane.
Okay, 1964.
That's why. Sorry, Tom. He's done a few better movies than that one. Don't go to our collection. If we have Larry Crane in the library DVD collection, I would like you to remove it.
Okay.
Courtney Love was born on July 9th, 1964.
She's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband or her boyfriend kill himself?
Mm-hmm.
She said Vicious's wife?
Incorrect.
No.
We're looking for Kurt Cobain's wife from Nirvana. And she was a singer in her own right. She actually still is, Jennifer. In 1975, Jack White was born. You'll never get this one.
You're right.
The White Stripes, the lead singer and guitarist of the White Stripes. 1976, Fred Savage was born on this date.
He's an actor of the Wonder Years.
Very good. What movie was he in that we have in our collection? And another DVD alert from me. He played a sick kid whose grandfather was telling him a story.
The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride, correct. And then finally, Jennifer died in the state in 2002. Rod Steiger.
He was a movie actor, director.
I thought you'd know it for one role in a musical. Judd Fry.
Oh.
From Oklahoma. That's why I put one in there for your musical tastes.
Thank you. Poor Judd is dead.
Actually, he literally is now, Jennifer. Yes. That wasn't funny.
I'm sorry.
I apologize to the Steiger family for Jennifer.
All right.
For being a little insensitive there.
Since we're talking about pop culture, I ran across something today that I'm not sure how it's going to work.
That's never stopped you in the past,
I know,
Jennifer.
And things usually work out better in my head than they do in real life. So let's see how it goes, okay? One thing I love is when the TV characters go crossover onto different TV shows,
mm-hmm.
or in books if characters appear in
yes.
multiple. So, and I didn't write down what website did this. Apparently Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice crossed over recently.
I've never seen either one of those shows. Private Practice is the name of a TV show?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they did the top 10. This website picked the top 10 television
crossovers.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you put this in the form of trivia questions?
I'm trying to think.
Without a lot of pauses?
No, probably not. Cheers meets this medical television drama.
Cheers met a medical television drama? Cheers. I don't know.
Saint Elsewhere.
Really? Did not know that one.
Yeah. Norman Carla and the Saint Elsewhere staff. It says a bizarre bit of cross promotion.
That's in the top 10. I'm in big trouble.
You're in big trouble. Okay, these two shows, one from the 1970s and one from the 1980s, meet the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in the last episode of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Uncle Phil is selling the Bel-Air mansion, and this potential buyer is from a 1980 sitcom.
Bill Cosby.
Mr. Drummond from
oh.
Different Strokes. And then this couple who was still moving on up from the 1970s. They end up buying it.
Did not know that one either.
This one's pretty easy. And actually, this one character ends up on several different shows. Homicide Life on the Street. They had a whole bunch of very effective, I thought, crossovers with this long, eternally running...
Hill Street Blues?
Law and Order.
Oh. I never seen the crime shows. I don't know why, Jennifer.
Oh, the Homicide was fabulous. And Richard Belzer did both for... Richard Belzer, he's the longest running... His Detective Bunch is the longest running continuous character on
really?
TV currently.
And he was a stand-up comedian.
Yes, and he's an author now also. This sitcom couple, the wife is the TV show is named after the wife from the 60s, meets a cartoon, moves into a cartoon character's neighborhood from the 60s.
Donna Reed?
No. Bewitched. Do you remember when they moved into Bedrock?
Oh, I mean they made them cartoons?
Mm-hmm. They made them cartoon characters. And Darren and Samantha moved to Bedrock.
Yeah. When she was a witch in Bedrock?
Mm-hmm.
And hilarity ensued.
Yeah, it was pretty. You should look it up.
You
on
remember
YouTube.
That?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
You were a big Bewitched fan, weren't you?
No, I was a big Flintstone fan.
Oh.
This one I have no idea. Sabrina, the teenage witch meets boy meets world.
Was the Flintstones based like was? Which came first, the Honeymooners or the Flintstones?
The Honeymooners came first.
Okay, so the Flintstones were pretty much the Honeymooners.
Yes.
Okay.
So I never watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but I guess ABC had TGI Friday sitcom night, and one time she showed up on Boy Meets World. I'll just take everybody's word for it. This one I was surprised I did not remember. Mad About You. Do you remember Mad About
mm-hmm.
You? Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser, which I adored and I watched constantly. Paul Reiser has a subletter in, I guess, his old apartment. And a crazy character from another NBC comedy shows up as his subletter. He's an incredibly frustrating, crazy person.
Kramer?
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember. And I watched the YouTube clip, and I didn't remember seeing it. These two, they're superheroes. And it doesn't make any sense how they would even meet. The Power Rangers meet the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's got to be completely unwatchable, even if you're four.
I would think so. Roseanne's final Halloween episode upped the ante when Patsy and Edina from Absolutely Fabulous stopped by to hobnob with Roseanne after she won the lottery. I don't...
Ab Fab. I think The Simpsons and The Family Guy combined once.
I think that was in this beginning. Yeah. And The Simpsons also crossed with The Critic. Richard Belzer also appeared on another show, which was not a police procedural. Munch show appears in a scrapbooking class. On Arrested Development.
I used to like Arrested Development. Who appeared there?
Richard Belzer as Detective Munch. I think he's also probably the character who has been in the most...
You said that earlier.
No, but he's the longest running, but I think he's also been in the most different, you know, the most varied.
Richard Belzer's really made quite the career for himself.
And he did. The pilot episode of this... I think it was an 80s sitcom, brought together, there were two other sitcoms that shared characters. One was a spinoff of another one. And then the two of them were crossing over one day, and a third sitcom spun off of that one.
No idea.
Mork and Mindy meets Laverne and Shirley in Happy Days. Fonz had taken Laverne out on a date, and Mork shows up.
That was before Mork and Mindy, though, right?
Yes, it was the pilot. It was considered the pilot for Mork and Mindy.
Does that technically count, then?
I don't know. Don't know if I would have, but... This wasn't the one where Mork showed up, and just talk to Richie all night.
Oh.
This was the pilot I'm working, so.
The old introducing an alien into the failing sitcom.
It's either an alien or another cute kid.
Well, the baby killed, what, right? The baby killed Mad About You.
Yep, and I Love Lucy.
And then the alien is introduced into the Flintstones and into Happy
too.
Days.
Yeah.
Just so. Bad sign, Jennifer. When the baby shows up or an alien shows up, you know that show is desperate.
And Happy Days was really desperate because they had Chachi's little brother.
They went with everything.
They tried everything.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Moving on.
But I don't know. I just, yeah, I know.
Thank you.
It was different. Yes.
Okay, here's another quick look at your weather. We're about halfway through the library show today. It's 81 degrees currently in Flemington under overcast skies. There will be thunderstorms possible today around 5 p.m. Actually, Jennifer, the sun rose today at 5:37 a.m. It's going to set at 8:31 p.m. And the last quarter of the moon, or 41%, is visible tonight if the clouds somehow break up and there's no thunderstorms. But the forecast for the rest of the day, expect thunderstorms overnight. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, clear every day and mid to upper 80s all 3 days this weekend. So perfect weather. No chance of rain. Chance of rain returns on Monday, but only a slight chance. And then the rest of next week looks pretty good. Actually, I wish I had a summer concert next Wednesday because the weather looks delightful.
Doesn't it?
But alas. So welcome back to the library show. Jim Gannot will be joining us at 12 noon.
Are we sure about that?
He'll be joining us. We'll be joining you. Jim Gannot has never asked us to join his show, and for good reason. So Jennifer asked me this morning, and I actually typed this up. Jennifer said it was too much information, but I thought my reader, our listeners might enjoy this, Jennifer. In September, on September 26th, we welcome to the Hunnan and County Library a very famous person, Jennifer. Maybe we can get her to call into the radio show.
We might.
Whose husband has a, whose husband's first name is Brew, which I still love, and probably one of the reasons.
Well, that's the only reason you fucked her.
But she's an author, and I'm speaking of Jennifer Farr Davis. If you don't know who she is an American long-distance hiker and author. She currently holds the unofficial record for the fastest hike on the Appalachian Trail, Jennifer, with a time of 46 days and 11 hours and 20 minutes. That's an average of 47 miles a day.
I didn't really know it was a race.
She did. It's not, but that's pretty impressive.
No, it is.
She did this in 2011. 46 days, so she's the unofficial record holder for hiking the Appalachian Trail. She lives in Asheville, North Carolina, and she's written two hiking guidebooks about hiking in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and two memoirs, Becoming Odessa in 2010, about her experience hiking the Appalachian Trail, and her most recent book, 2013's Called Again, about her experience hiking the Appalachian Trail in 2011. She's the owner and founder of Blue Ridge Hiking Company and offers guided hiking tours in the Blue Ridge Mountains. She is featured as one of National Geographic's Adventurers of the Year in 2012. So we're very happy to welcome Jennifer Farr Davis to the Hunter County Library this September 26th. So we will have plenty of promotion when we get closer to that. But I just want to give you an early heads up on that one. You a hiker, Jennifer?
I'm a walker.
Was the longest distance you ever walked at one time?
It was over 10 miles.
And what was this for?
It was for the crop walk. I don't know if they still even do that. But it was a big thing in the 80s.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
It was raised money for World Hunger.
Crop walk?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you walk through crops?
No, well, kind of. It was sort of an out and back in Flemington. I forget where it started, but I know a lot of it was on Old Croton Road. A lot of times I'll walk from my house to down Old Croton Road to the Shell gas station, which is about a 7 mile walk.
Where's the Shell gas station?
On Route 12.
That's 7 miles there and back?
Yeah. It's about three, because I go out Old Croton Road and it's sort of.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. That is a long walk. Yeah. Is it a scenic walk? Isn't there better walks?
You know what? It's flat.
Did you do these walks by yourself or with people?
The crop walk we did with lots of people. No, the walk to the gas station, my husband and I do together. I've walked between...
The walk to the gas station.
I hesitate to say this because then you'll yell at me for talking
about it. But why do you walk to a gas station?
Oh, they're to buy a newspaper.
Oh.
There's a convenience store there. The other longest walk I do, for a couple summers, there's a Patriot's Path between Somerset and Morris County.
I do. I'm familiar with it.
With that. And we would walk like between the K Environmental Center and Cooper's Mill. That's probably only about 5 or 6 miles out and back.
And why would I yell at you about that?
Because every time I bring up something that's outside the county,
you
fuss.
Good point. We have plenty of beautiful hiking paths in Hunterdon County. Moving on back to library-related news, Jennifer, we have our discounts with your library card promotion coming up. If you're a local business or you like a local business and you want them to participate in this program, if you're just a listener and you love Verami's Pizza, Jennifer, just give me an example.
Fern, a few more minutes.
Just get one of our library promotion, get a few of our library promotion registration forms and take them to your favorite local businesses and say, here, this is free. I'm going to bring you in a lot of customers. We do this every September because September is library card sign-up month. And us in the Flemington Free Public Library, we want to partner with local businesses to promote the importance of having a library card. So during the month of September, if a customer presents their library card at your business, they will receive a predetermined discount, predetermined by you, of course, or a giveaway of your choosing, like 10% off, buy one, get one free, whatever you think. Participation for you is free. The library will provide all the advertising and promotional materials, which will include brochures, posters, and links to our website. We'll also send press releases to various newspapers. So we're trying to drum up business for you out of the goodness of our heart, but also to promote using your library card. So we get something out of it, but it doesn't cost either of us anything. It might cost the library a little bit to
paper,
buy these.
Time.
Yes, but we don't mind at all. So the deadline to do this very important promotion is July 31st, 2015. So all you need to do is go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on our homepage for you to get to the registration form. Just fill it out and get it to us, and you are in. You're in. That's all you got to do. And then just enjoy your increased business foot traffic during the month of September.
That's right. And Joan Sabo will be around to visit you next week, especially if you participated last year and you haven't sent your form in this week. Yeah, this year yet.
We also have summer reading clubs going on in earnest at the Hunterdon County Library and the North Cambrian Branch Library and the South County Branch Library. And the Bookmobile, Jennifer, or
and
not the Bookmobile this
yes,
year?
Yes, there's just no programs at the Bookmobile.
Okay, the Youth Hunterdon County Library Summer Reading Club. It's for children ages 2 to 12. It goes from June 22nd to August 31st. You can read and earn prizes. There's also special programs for children that go on. For example, the next one is tomorrow. On Friday, July 10th, Brian Richards' Super Magic Show for ages 3 and up only will be at the North County Branch, or will be at the Hunterdon County Library. It was already at the North County Branch last Tuesday, Jennifer. So all you need to do to go to this free program is sign up for the Summer Reading Club. Just stop by the Children's Youth Services Department. What, tickets are sold out? Is that what you're going to tell me, Jennifer?
You do need tickets, and I believe the 10:30 show is sold out.
You are just a killjoy over there.
No, but I don't want you saying all you need to do is sign up for the live.
Was there tickets available for the 11:45 show?
There were when I left. So
okay, so yes. Then the answer would be yes.
Yes.
So I say once again, just bring your children into the Youth Services Department in either North County Branch Library, the South County Branch Library, or the main library. Sign up takes 2 seconds. You're welcome to go to all these shows. Some shows coming up are Superheroes, Every Hero Has a Story, Quiver Farms, there's a traveling farm petting zoo coming, Nature's Heroes, and then there's a play, Androc, Galise, and the Lion. All these are free for just signing up for the Kids Reading Club.
And tickets for Superheroes, Every Hero Has a Story, will be available tomorrow, beginning tomorrow.
And then we also have an adult summer reading club, Jennifer. Why should kids have all the fun? The theme this year is Escape the Ordinary. You can join the club, win gift cards, win the grand prize, which is, what's the grand prize, Jennifer?
It's usually a gift basket.
There is a big gift basket on display in the
yeah, but I think the, cross the from grand the prize desk. Is also a gift basket.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Then no, that's just a no, if you come to the party, there's another prize. There used to be a grand prize.
Jennifer's object today is to try to confuse you, but you stick with it, folks. All right. You'll cut through this, Jennifer vaguely mentioned there will be an adult summer reading club party on September 3rd, 2015 for everyone who participated in the adult summer reading club this year. And getting into the club is easy as well. Jennifer, how do you get into the Adult Summer Reading Club?
You go to our website, hclibrary.us, and on the homepage, you scroll down about halfway and click on Join the Summer Reading Club and just fill out a short form. Except I just clicked on the wrong
button. Then all you need to do is read books. If you want to review the book, there's a blog there that you can review the book and tip people off to a good book or steer them away from a bad book. They can't have any. Every week they draw a winner, right, for a prize, Jennifer, a gift card. Every week you're eligible to win a prize. It's usually a gift card to, like, Dunkin' Donuts or what are some other examples, Jennifer?
I think 16 Handles.
So this goes on all summer long.
The place up in Highbridge. What's it? Gronsky's.
So all this is on our homepage. Just go to hclibrary.us, and all the information is there. Would Jennifer like to read a book review from the Adult Summer Reading Club, like we do occasionally?
I'm looking for one. Let's see. Town in a Sweet Pickle by B.W. Hayward was not recommended by LZ99.
Why is that?
Because it's weak, even for a silly mystery series, seems to drag on, writing was not engaging, and there was nothing endearing about the characters.
Okay. How about a good one now?
Strapless, John Singer Sargent and the Fall of Madam X, written by Deborah Davis, reviewed by Smudge. It is rare that a work of nonfiction reads like a novel. Davis sets the stage for the notoriety of the painting by deftly weaving information about Paris art and society together.
It's a nonfiction book, right?
Correct.
Because John Singer Sargent, what did he paint?
He painted all those famous portraits of the society women. There's one hanging in the Newark Museum, and they're hanging in a lot of places, honestly. But just the big, grand, oversized oil paintings.
Correct. I can picture it. I can picture a woman's portrait, so that's what I'm going with.
Okay. You go with that, Jim Thatch.
So that's the Adult Summer Reading Club.
We have a few
going on now.
We have a few commercials to do.
Well, let's get right to it.
Okay, and then we will wrap up the library show before Jim Gunnow comes in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 938-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. We've got 9 minutes before Jim Gannot arrives. And just out, hot off the presses, are the new museum pass flyers. Are they not?
Are the new what?
Museum pass flyers.
They are indeed.
They are indeed.
I keep forgetting that they don't have the font I use for the cover. I got to switch the cover font. Oh, well.
They don't have, I thought they had like every font known to man over there. Oh, yeah, look at that. We have passes for the Grounds for Sculpture, the American Museum of Natural History, the Stickley Museum at Craftsman Farm, Red Mill Museum Village. We will have the Intrepid back ASAP. But if you can't get the Intrepid right away, you can go to the Battleship New Jersey, the Guggenheim Museum, and we also have discounted admission tickets for Diggerland, the Criolla Experience, and Sahara Sam's Oasis. And how would somebody go about reserving the museum pass?
You go to our webpage, of course, Jennifer, htlibrary.us. There's a link right on our homepage. Click on that, and it'll walk you right through it.
And
we have an online. You can do it online, reserve these passes. You reserve them kind of like a book or a library item. It's very similar. And then you come by and pick them up. Take them to the museum, then just bring them back when you're done.
Sorry about that.
It's that easy. What did you do?
I hit the microphone. And we've also just added some new one-click digital titles. And what is one-click digital? It is another collection of downloadable audiobooks available to our patrons. And that can be found at huntertoncountynj.oneclickdigital.com. Or you can just link from our website. Look for the digital collections. There's some new titles added. Tailgate by Rita Mae Brown, who writes all those cat mysteries. Off the Page by Jodi Picoult. And Samantha Van Leer, her niece or her daughter. That's of a YA novel. Dry Bones by Craig Johnson, that's a Western mystery series. New Hope by Robin Carr. They have all the Robin Carr series. They're exclusive to Recorded Books, so you need to go to One Click Digital if you're a Robin Carr fan. There's also Sense, spelled S-C-E-N-T-S, and Sensibility by Spencer Quinn, about a dog who solves mysteries. So check that out on our webpage. Your turn.
Oh, you're done over there? Just kind of winging it over here now, Jennifer. I've wrapped up everything that I want to talk about, so why don't you let me know what you're doing this weekend? You're working, aren't you?
I always work every Saturday, although I'm considering taking Saturday off.
Oh, okay. And doing what? Sounds good.
I might go back to the city.
New York City?
Mm-hmm. I was there Friday.
For what reason?
Because it's there.
Well, what do you do?
Well, this Saturday I had to go to last Friday I had to go to Chelsea Market because I was out of spices.
That's the only place you can buy
them?
That's
where I buy them because they sell them in bulk and you can get them very reasonably priced.
I bet you BJ's in Hunterdon County sells them in bulk.
Yeah, but then you got to join to get a joint. But these, they pack them themselves.
As opposed to taking a train to New York City?
And they turn them over very quickly.
I'm just kidding.
It doesn't
have the ambiance of Chelsea Market BJ's.
You mean it doesn't have the people who stop right in front of you because they got to take a picture of something.
And where's Chelsea Market located in case anyone else needs bulk spices, Jennifer?
It's on 10th Avenue. It's the old... 14th Street. Well, 15th Street. It's the old Nabisco building.
Okay, so what's the best way to get into New York City? What is your preferred mode?
My prefer is driving to Journal Square in Jersey City and taking the path. Because it drops you off Christopher Street, 9th, 14th, 23rd, 33rd, all along 6th Avenue.
Okay.
Get anywhere you need to go from there.
The path does. Mm-hmm. Is the path underground? No.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
In the city?
Yeah, it's actually, once it leaves Journal Square, it's from Journal Square to Newark, it's above ground. But after that, it's completely underground.
Very good. Anything else? Any favorite eateries you could tip our listeners to?
I had tea. New York City? I had tea at the Rubin Museum.
And what's in the Rubin Museum?
It's a Himalayan art museum.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's very quiet. It's really, your wife would love the Rubin Museum. It's on the corner of 17th and 7th Avenue.
And why would she love that?
Because it's all the Tibetan art and Himalayan art, and it's very restful. And
good place to meditate, you're saying?
Yes. And they, you know, they have a cafe off the side, and they have clean bathrooms. But you can sit down quietly and just read a book.
So you'd be going in with your husband or by yourself or with your parents?
No, I'll go with my husband.
Okay. And other, so what are your plans? Are you going to eat somewhere else, or do you try new places when you go in?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Just whatever you happen upon, or
yes,
you do
usually
research?
Usually whatever I happen upon.
Okay.
And I read enough in the Times or New York or New York.
Why don't you move to New York City? When you retire...
I would like to spend at least 6 months there, yes.
So that's a plan. Are you working toward it?
Brian's pushing for Hoboken. I don't know.
Jennifer, I don't want to hear what Brian's dream is.
No, I'm just saying. I want to be a doorman when I retire.
Wouldn't that be awesome? You always take it there, Jennifer. We're having a normal conversation.
Wouldn't that be...
You have a normal dream of living in Manhattan.
And I want to be a doorman.
And then you go and do that.
But then I'd have to be polite to people all the time, which is kind of not my forte.
So where would you like to... What part of the city, if you could retire and live in, what part of the city would it be?
West, on the edge of the West Village.
Just do it, Jennifer. I'm telling you right now, this is a very important part of the show. Just do it. Make this happen. Of course, you can't leave the library till I leave. After that, when I leave, then you're free to do
this.
How
many more years are we talking?
Probably five.
That's my goal, is to stay five more years.
Okay, but do this, Jennifer. I want to hear in 15 years. I want to bump into...
What makes you think we're going to keep in touch, Jim?
I want to bump into you on the street in 15 years, and you had just come out of your apartment at the edge of the West Village.
Okay.
That'll make me the happiest man in the world.
Would it really?
It would.
Okay.
So I want you to consider this, Jennifer. This is very important to me, that you live your dream.
Thank you, Jim Thatch. But right now my dream is to get back to the library so all our listeners
you did it again.
Can come in. And I'm bringing it back to the library. Thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or stop online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Several groups in Los Angeles want Bill Cosby's star removed from the Walk of Fame.
A public policy group and several civil rights organizations have sent a letter to the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce asking for the star to be pried out of the ground after released documents reportedly say Cosby admitted to giving drugs to one woman. Cosby received his star in the 70s, and last year someone wrote the word rapist across it when sexual assault allegations against the comedian were made public. Group officials say the Walk of Fame is for people who have made positive and wholesome contributions to America. Jason Campadonia, Los Angeles.
The Confederate battle flag that's flown outside the South Carolina State House will likely be gone before the end of the day. The State House of Representatives voted early this morning to remove the flag and put it in a military museum on the Capitol grounds. The State Senate passed the bill earlier this week, and now all that's left is for Governor Nikki Haley to sign it. Haley has already said she'd do just that. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob.